when he got to court, the judge basically denied him bail and said he's going to have to be held at least until December 14th. And that, thus begins, Chris, the legal wrangling over Julian Assange. It's going to be very interesting to see what happens. The Swedish government wants him extradited to Sweden to face these allegations of alleged sexual molestation, rape, and things like that, which he has flatly denied. And he and his lawyers say that this is essentially a trumped-up charge to get him back for some of the WikiLeaks activity.
Yeah, and I think it's important to note that the charges in Sweden are not related to WikiLeaks really at all. At least that's what the Swedish government is saying.
That's right.
Yeah.
I mean, it's interesting. Assange's lawyer said yesterday, as the media scrum was just, swirling around him, he said that many people believe that this prosecution is politically motivated. The Swedish authorities say that's in no way true. They say this is only related to his alleged personal conduct with the women in question, not related to WikiLeaks. But now the speculation begins, is the U.S. government pressuring now, or will they pressure the Swedish government to hand Assange over to the American government if and when he is extradited to Sweden?
Well, I've seen a lot of discussion on Twitter and Facebook and blah, blah, blah. Is that a real possibility? I mean, what would the U.S. government charge him with?
Well, there's all sorts of speculation on that, too. What can they charge him with? Can they charge him with espionage? Because a lot of experts believe that that's what they're going to go for. Most legal experts, and I'm certainly not one of them, but we've spoken to a lot of them in the last couple of days. Most legal experts will tell you technically they probably could get some kind of an espionage charge against him because some of the servers may be technically on U.S. soil that they used. Maybe because U.S. interests were affected, they could probably find legal loopholes in which to charge him that are legitimate. It might be a challenge, but they could do it, and this could be what they're angling toward. Eric Holder has only said that they have a criminal investigation going on that's very serious, and that they are working toward something like that. I think they're going to be taking their time to number one, make sure they can get some kind of a charge. A legitimate charge against him if they can do that. And number two, to see how it plays out in the Swedish courts. One expert told me that it could be that if he is extradited to Sweden and eventually convicted there on those sex crime charges, maybe the Americans would be satisfied with that, just to get him off the streets, just to get him to stop posting things on WikiLeaks. I don't know. Other experts told me that, Eric Holder's not going to talk about all this in a serious criminal investigation if he doesn't plan on filing some kind of charge.
But then I saw your story earlier on in the week where you were talking about there's this almost doomsday pill, this poison pill that all these documents that he says he'll release, which is sort of like you ain't seen nothing yet.
Don't you love this? This is really the stuff of James Bond, or at least, Austin Powers. Some people call it this doomsday file. His own attorney, interestingly enough, calls it a thermonuclear device. It's essentially a massive, secret, locked file that Assange and his followers claim has basically just reams and reams and reams of information on it, cables, other things, very sensitive documents. It could be, some speculate, the entire cache of files that have been leaked to WikiLeaks. But no one really knows for sure. No one knows exactly what's on it. No one knows how sensitive the information is. Some people say it's kind of a ruse, that he's exaggerating it. There's no way to know that because, look, let's be honest. What he's leaked out so far has been pretty inflammatory. So you can't say that he's calling some kind of a bluff here. But what he's done is threatened to basically send out the password for this to about 100,000 or so people who have been able to download that file. They've got the file. If he gets arrested, if he gets taken down, if he gets prosecuted, he is threatened that he'll tell these people the password and all of this information will be out in the internet almost instantaneously.
Wow, remarkable story, but I can't let you get away without, I saw the story, I think it was last night, you were talking about the $100 bill. This is just one of these stories that just, you can't help but sit back and chuckle a little bit. I know folks at Treasury aren't, but my goodness, bring us up to date on this.
No, the people at Treasury are not chuckling about it. I think that we could chuckle about it, and let's tie WikiLeaks into it. Let's just say that this is a WikiLeaks conspiracy to stop the $100 bill.
Let's blame Julian Assange. Why not?
Yeah, I think we can do that. No, seriously, though, what happened was there was a snag in the printing of the bill. When it went through the printers, these new batches of $100 bills that are actually very sophisticated against counterfeiting, they found that they had creases in them. I mean, it's a very simple kind of flaw. It went through the printer. It had a crease in it. The question is, how many of these new bills had creases in them? Stacks and stacks of them are now in quarantine. Yes, quarantine. While they go through them and see if they can set up a scanner to check them all, they printed, let's see, I think they printed about a billion of these things.
Yeah.
That's $100 billion worth of cold hard cash that have to be checked now. It costs 12 cents to print each one of them, so that's about $120 million spent on printing all this stuff, and a lot of these are not going to be usable. I mean, it's essentially, Chris, you know, if you fold a dollar bill and then you open it up and you see that there's a big blank part of it, that's what they're looking at. Just because they're, you know, probably some machine had a problem and they started to crease these bills, just like, you know, when you send your stuff through a fax machine or a printer or something, sometimes your bill, your paper can be creased. That's apparently what happened here, but it's very interesting. And if you look at this new $100 bill, it's a very sophisticated bill. If you go to the government's website that talks about this, I believe it's newmoney.gov, you can see it. It's really kind of cool. It's got all these really neat features against counterfeiting. And, you know, once it gets out there, it'll be a pretty impressive looking bill.
I almost thought they should put them in like one of those encasings, you know, and sell them at you know, for $150 and pay off the debt, for goodness sakes, with these. They're collector's items now.
Chris, email that over to the Treasury right now. I think it's a way that we can cut down on the deficit. And for good measure, why don't you just tell them it was all Julian Assange.
There you go. CNN's Brian Todd, always a pleasure to have you here. Thank you so much for doing this.